The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. All everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD. You can do it.
Now?
Yeah. Yo, we back. I know you missed us. It's cool. You don't gotta say it, but I understand. You know, this your guy, favorite hood herbalist, you know, kicking things off today or whatever, you know. Got a couple missing, but it's cool. It's only one, really, but whatever. It's cool though. We gonna give y'all same shit I've been looking for every week. So, you know. Welcome to Guap Time Presents, Chess Not Checkers. Make your next move your best move. You know? So, pass it around. You feel me?
Yo. You already know the motherfucking vibes. It's your boy, Casanova Conf, a.k.a. The Confident One. Yo, remember, it's still Black History Month. Support black businesses. You feel me? Tap into your neighborhood. Get them resources. And go on Bandcamp and buy that money calling. Respectfully. Peace.
Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Lead though. I thought that sounded crazy, y'all. It's your boy Keys to Get You Right. We in here once again. And I miss y'all motherfuckers. Huh? You feel me? I'm a man up to say that. You feel me? Type nigga I am.
Well, damn.
Sleepy brown, huh? Nigga been gone for weeks. But I'm back.
Sleepy, bro.
That shit sounds disturbing. Coming back, so you think of new names.
He said sleepy brown eyes. That bro. Shit is wow,
hold on,
bro.
And because hold on.
That shit is wow.
Just because he said that, I gotta play
sleepy
this song.
Brown eyes.
Hold on.
That shit is wicked.
Brown eye, motherfucker.
Nah. You said sleepy brown eyes.
Sleepy brown eyes.
Sleepy brown eyes, what?
Oh, this guy's crazy.
You thinking of KMC sleepy or you thinking about
sleepy brown eyes.
That's what
you saying, motherfucker?
No, motherfucker. This motherfucker over here looking like Marvin Gaye.
That's the name.
You sleepy brown eyes.
That's the name.
That's
the name.
This is what this is the music he wanted to come out to.
Brought to you by Sleepy Brown Eyes.
I can't wait.
You say in a motherfucking smoke, bitch.
That's why he always late when he wants to go to see
us. He went to see the brown eyes. Come out with a mink coat and some Tims. Some low cut Tims.
That's exactly how I came outside today.
Some low cut Tims.
It was under 33.
Some chuckers.
I was fucking mothers and chuckers.
Urban Coleroids.
I was fucking mothers and chuckers.
That's hilarious.
Yo, this nigga said sleepy brown eyes. All right.
I ain't never hear no shit like that.
All right.
That's what you said it is.
It's fucking Friday. How the fuck is everybody doing?
Doing great.
Tap in, you know.
You know the vibes. Tap in with us on the local podcast subscription networks, you know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Ask a Friend to Ask a Friend, Facebook links. You know what I mean? We got passenger pigeons coming through, you know what I'm saying?
It's falling, man.
Yeah, yeah. Smoke signals, you know, all that shit.
It's falling.
QR codes, all of that shit. You feel me? Any possible way you can tap in, tap the fuck in. We appreciate y'all that been listening. You know what I mean? We about a few episodes in now, so I feel like it's only right that, you know what I'm saying, we shout out the people that have been tapping in, whatever, wherever you at. You know what I mean? Shout us out. You know what I mean? Let us know. You know what I mean? Get with us. Follow us on Instagram. Support us. Be willing to support y'all if y'all got black businesses and other businesses. If it's a service that can be beneficial, you know, we willing to spend money and support good business. But only if it's good business. If it's bad business, you can stay where you at.
Fuck out of here.
We don't support bad business.
Fuck out of here.
And niggas that go crazy over bitches. We don't support that.
Yeah.
We don't support that.
Nah, we don't support that. We can't endorse that.
No endorsements.
No endorsements whatsoever.
You want to be tender about your lady? Don't bring her outside.
Yo, niggas hungry, bro. Niggas hungry, bro.
It's cold outside.
Yo. Hold on. What's your forecast outside, yo?
It's fucking cold.
Nah, I need somebody to go on the Apple weather below. And tell me what's the forecast right now.
It's fucking
40 below, man.
It's cold outside. It's fucking
it's cold outside?
It's 28 degrees, bro.
28?
Yes, 28.
40 below.
28 clear, motherfucker.
28 and clear.
Goddamn.
Shit crazy.
Goddamn.
Shit's crazy.
Yo. But nah, I'm saying niggas hungry, bro. And niggas hungry, they gonna do whatever it takes to eat, you feel me? And when I say that, like, did y'all hear about that dude that got locked up for eating some stolen chips?
That's funny, nah, word.
Deadass.
Wow, that shit was hilarious.
Deadass, bro. Shit is really real.
The video of the nigga walking up, grabbing the bag of chips because they failed when he's walking off, though.
Nah, but according to the article, the nigga went in the store to buy some beer.
Yeah.
The lady in the store didn't want to sell him the beer, so he snatched the whole display of the chips and put the shit in his car, and a couple bags fell on the ground. So a dude was outside. He picked up the couple bags that was on the ground and ate them. The cops locked him up for eating the bags of chips because he said he ate stolen merchandise.
That gotta be the pettiest shit I've ever heard about.
They had to lock somebody up.
They locked him up for eating potato chips, bro.
That shit's
bad. Stolen property.
Maybe Mans was hungry, bro.
They stole him property.
I understand that. Maybe Mans was hungry. I don't know. He might have been homeless. You don't know the situation.
They went home. He just wanted some chips.
And nigga might have just wanted some chips. I mean, free chips.
He probably look at it as, man, listen.
That was the most expensive bag of chips he ever had.
He already stole these shits.
I ain't take it, but
I picked it up.
I picked it up.
Once it hit the ground, finders keep him losing his motherfucking weapons.
Like, listen, it was a 5 second rule. They were, and shit was not.
And they wasn't open. They were in the motherfucking bag, and it had to be big bags. So I said it was two bags, $5. That got to be the somewhat big bags of chips. Because remember the old dollar bags is the 50 cent bags now.
Yeah.
And
they got them shit 70 cents. I said that's a crazy
low ass bag of chips. Hella air them shit. Hella air them shit.
I said yo, for real.
Ladies, y'all need to do the fuck better, bro. Stop. Niggas don't want air. That smell like chips. I want fucking chips.
Whole top of the fucking bag.
Nigga, we
air.
Smoke. We like
your
chips.
Your potato chips go to $1 a bag.
Bro, we like fucking chips, nigga. When I go to the store, I will spend $30 on fucking scoops and motherfucking salsa and motherfucking cheese and all of that shit. Because you know why? I know when I get high, that's the type of shit I want to eat. And if it's late, I'm not trying to eat whole turkey burgers and double burgers and shit like that no more. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather fuck with some shit that's whole wheat and motherfucking, you know, it might have some calories, but I could burn that off faster than eating motherfucking Italian cheeseburger at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, word.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit go.
So even though Italian cheeseburger at 2 o'clock in the morning do hit different.
That
I mean, every now and then I will. It's not all the time. Too. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
or nah, a lot of pot, you gonna wake up with the mud butters.
Oh,
mud butters.
You gonna find out why that's coming up. That's the red sauce. You know what I mean?
It's coming up. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta. I mean, you that is true. Day. I ain't gonna fuck that shit. Do matter, but sometimes I'm going with the burger. ain't eating. It's just too much. I got it.
Hilarious.
I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Word up. Going to burger and ginger ale.
It's different if you work out.
Our local vegan. If you work out, none of this
you
shit.
You can eat what you want when you work out.
Yeah, I mean, somewhat. You know what I mean? You gotta have balance.
If you putting in sets, that shit ain't gonna matter.
Yeah.
None of that shit matters. When you
burgers and shit like that is good for you when you're working out.
You doing 1,000 pull-ups. It's just
if you're not working out, that ain't not good for you.
Hundreds of pull-ups, you doing burgers, you jogging for 3 miles.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I feel like I can eat grilled chicken every day, bro.
I was watching this shit, yo, with the swimmer.
I can eat grilled chicken every day, bro.
The show was, I watched them do that. He had a pan of macaroni and cheese, a pan, all this food.
Yeah, they be eating macaroni and cheese. I don't
know what he said. He's like, I gotta eat 9,000 calories a day.
Because they gotta burn your
body ripped.
They gonna burn off in that pool.
He said he eat 9,000 calories a day. If you see all the food he had on there, bro, get the fuck out of here. Bro, it was crazy. And his nigga body was ripped. He had like all this junk food shit, like macaroni and cheese, all this shit. He like, I gotta eat this shit. All the chicken wings. He like, I'm gonna burn it when I get in that pool. Burn all that off. It's like right it's nothing.
That water be carving the body.
He's like, it ain't nothing. That nigga body ripped. I'm looking like, I'm in the house, right? This is like, going into 2000 because like the liver's coming. I'm looking, I said, yeah, I gotta get in shape. When I start seeing motherfucker, I'm like, I gotta get in shape.
I gotta get in shape.
You slipping.
I was like, man, fuck. I couldn't really do a workout this week because my motherfucking wrist was sore.
I did abs though.
I always try to do abs.
That's abs is essential for everything. Yeah,
that's the thing. You go always.
And that's what I told myself. I said, yo, you always get abs. What are you doing? I said, alright. And then I'll be in the house. I got to pull up all right there.
Different abs.
Grab the pull up all the
different abs.
You feel that shit. Like my shit. I feel my shit always. That's gonna be crazy about
that's this, the man. Thing. People be like, oh, I ain't going to the gym. I can't work out. You always work out. It be motherfuckers outside, bro. Whether you work out in your house, work out in the gym, work outside the park, you will always work out because it be niggas outside. You gotta stop getting it in.
I get it in when I go to the gym. I ain't gonna
run the
gym.
Playing soccer, playing ball.
People just be lazy.
When I go to the gym, I lift heavyweight and I do calories.
Because when I was young, watch TV, every commercial break, I start doing my workout.
Always do calories.
Eventually, I'm doing my workout through the show. I'm watching the show. I'm like, why can't I can watch the show and do push-ups?
Nah, that's what I do. That's what I do when I'm in the house.
I'm in getting in.
I'm coming. If I come in the house before I get in the shower, once I have to work, I turn my TV on and shit. Whatever show I'm watching, I work out and watch the show at the same time.
Mm-hmm. The benefit of being fit is you give your body a real diagnostic test. You really could feel
when your shit starts acting stupid. Right,
you know what it is, where to go, and what to do about it. That's why I don't get sick because you head that shit up so fast. You see them symptoms coming way before that crazy shit get there. Like, let me treat this shit now. Let me knock this shit out of the system now. Let me get all this hot sauce, all the spices, and I'm gonna sweat this shit straight out.
Yeah.
And you spill that cold out, you can't swallow that cold. Because if it don't get to your stomach, then it's gonna stay in your throat.
Listen, you wanna get rid of mucus in your body,
they
right?
Like the sea moss.
You gotta drink for 1 year. You gotta eat sea moss, and you gotta drink warm. You gotta drink warm water, room temperature water.
Room temperature water.
Let it get there by itself, though. Cold water. Don't get it from the tap. Warm water is gonna scrub your throat. Number two.
It's gonna harden the mucus.
Yeah, everything.
Hot, the heat is like steam is what melts.
Think about this.
If you don't get that mucus to move, it's gonna sit there and harden.
When you're washing dishes, do you wash dishes in cold water?
No.
You wash dishes in hot water because it's going to do what? It's going to get all the shit.
I brush my teeth in hot water. It's going to pull everything off.
So, what you're supposed to do is you drink warm water. Room temperature water. I had this chick tell me, she was like, I don't drink nothing cold. I don't drink nothing hot. Room temperature isn't hot. Right. But still,
you live in the projects, nigga, they heat be like 82.
Word up.
Nah, that should be. That should be like broken. That should be like Liu Kang. That should be kicking like a motherfucker.
Maybe the windows wide open. I ain't gonna hold you.
I walked in my apartment when I came home and shit or whatever, and fucking I walked in my room, bro. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I had to go back out to the thermostat. I was like, what the fuck is this shit on? Like, who's in? Like, why is it so hot?
So it's how y'all feel about the subject of allegedly T.I. said that he snitched on his dead cousin to get out of a case. How y'all feel about that?
I heard about that shit, and from what I was told, his cousin said he could do it.
I heard that shit too, but how y'all feel about it? Do y'all feel like that's still kind of snitching? Or do y'all feel as though because he's
it's not snitching because he didn't really do it. He's opening his mouth and saying it himself. It wasn't him that did it. He just said that he did it because my cousin said I could say I did it. My cousin said that I could say he did it. So before he passed, and then when he passed, well, all right, well, you did it. He did it. It wasn't me. It was him.
Right.
But I really did this shit. So listen, bro, it's different. I get where a lot of people are coming from, but it's different dynamics to certain shit to how you put it.
Everybody's like, trying to fucking make it seem like a lot of these niggas ain't gonna. That's telling us. I want to do that shit.
The crazy thing about that,
a lot of niggas would do that shit.
Let's keep it a bean. When niggas cop out to a dead co-defendant, what they throw on their co-defendant who dead and that case is dead.
So, no, real shit though. That's real shit. But at the same time, you got to look at it this way, right?
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you why I should.
Niggas been chilling around people that's telling all the time.
How do you know that shit true? As a prosecutor, because anybody could do that.
Anybody
could.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, but I know a lot of guys that's dead, and I can. He did it.
Right.
Well, I mean, the real question is
But how can they dispute that? But who would believe that?
Just how many of them did you court really, case
it,
with, though?
It seems convenient when that dude's got money.
Right. Nah, yeah, exactly. Right.
The average cat can say, my friend that got killed did it. They're like,
everything is convenient with money.
Y'all
bro.
Both going to jail.
Right.
Yeah, nah,
that's why I said that shit ain't gonna
y'all both going to jail. So how?
Regular civilian not getting that old.
Why you? Nah, you know. Why you believing that? If I'm a lawyer, if I'm a prosecutor, I'm not believing that shit.
You gotta.
I don't have to because you lying. You blame somebody because they can't defend it. Whatever. We gonna charge you. We ain't taking that shit. You ain't gotta.
Because if you was a regular civilian, you are going bread, to jail.
When you got that bread, you grease some hands.
That's real shit.
Okay.
Though.
Yeah. This is what happened. That's what it's about, bro.
Yeah. Nah. That's real shit. If you got the bread to pay for it, it's gone.
Money.
Yeah. It's all.
It's always money.
Listen.
When you trap him, you got that bag, that's how you get out of them cases, because you got that bag and you go,
fun fact.
Hey, you got to pay your way out of jail.
Fun fact.
It's a game.
Right? Listen, fun fact, right? When you go into court, your time that they serve, that they're giving you, when they hit you with them little stupid ass fines, if you was to pay them shits up front or pay money, because that's all you're only doing time for fucking. For
you could pay your way out of going to jail.
You could pay your way out of going to jail. These rich niggas do it all the time.
You ain't never gotta go to jail.
Rich niggas do it all the time. As long as you don't understand, these water laws, you're fine.
Because they got that 24-hour courts. Jersey is different because the courts shut down on certain times and at weekends and all that shit. New York, Jersey City's be like, you need to bail out the prison.
Mm-hmm.
At the prison, be bail out. Back in the day, they was coming out of the prison, they was going to the county, they go right to the prison, dudes coming back home.
Yeah.
They stopped that shit. You just bailing out. You bring money to the precinct. You come to the precinct before they get to the county. Here, you bring one to the precinct, getting right out. Yeah, that's how it was going. That's how it used to be going, bro.
In the city,
you guys, that's when people get aliases. They can't handle computer shit. My name is this. Get right back. Some bullshit. Never get caught again.
Bro, damn, getting locked up in the city.
They want
the. They
want
the.
They
want
you
out in a
minute. You going
to the island?
Yeah.
It's a new
strategy. I think a lot of guys just be saying that, like, I got Chiefy Key shit. And then it's like, I told him this one that's dead. And I told him, everybody using that same excuse is like, I don't believe that shit. A lot of times, it's just like, Birdman brother. He said the same shit, but they like, he was telling everybody.
Yeah,
because when you watch how deep they ain't not going for no one case, bro.
These niggas say 50 pages of paperwork.
That shit be
50 pages.
50 pages of
paperwork. Yeah, 50 fucking pages.
He was
telling everybody.
I was watching
all
this.
Bro.
Burn. Yep, same shit. Like niggas be and even if you've been in prison, dudes be in that cell and dudes be having real cases and they be talking to you about your case because they want to see can they tell you.
Right.
Right. Because dudes be, yeah, blah, 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 but they ain't catch me for this, they ain't catch me for that, da, 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 so I'm good, so I'm happy I got this three with it, whatever, because I could have got 20. And dude, like, yo, because he got 20. Yeah. Man, he trying to get out. I used to be in the room, bro, I had a 4 flat. My bunkie got 15, dude got 16. I'm like, God, this got real time. I'm leaving. They know I'm in here, I'm going home. They looking like, these ain't going nowhere. They got 10 in, and still got time to do. So if I had some shit to tell them, they'd tell on me.
Right. And I'm like,
I'm smart, you gotta know the game, you gotta know shit. You don't tell nobody your business.
Especially when you inside, you tell nobody nothing.
All these niggas gotta know is you ain't no snitch.
That's all.
That's it. As long as you ain't no snitch, you ain't gotta tell nobody your business.
Tell you,
because you gotta say, as being a criminal, you didn't break the law just that time you got caught.
Absolutely.
So that's why you got a bag. You got a bag because you breaking the law every day. So you accumulate money from breaking the law. Right. So now, if you tell a motherfucker, yeah, I'm up for moving, blah, 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 I got this bag, put it, they tell on you.
Tell.
You tell them you got 100 bands, you got 500 bands put up in the house. They'll tell. That's money. They'll tell. And they'll come get you for that bread. And they want the money more than they want you.
Right.
Express. That's how niggas be coming home. Niggas be coming crazy bills. But trust me, I've been at
Niggas be telling.
They don't need paperwork on you. They don't need you. These niggas got police phone numbers. They are in.
They're deep, niggas be putting a hat on you.
Oh, I'm gonna take a picture with bro right here. Bro. Cops don't know what the fuck going on in our head. Niggas be telling.
They know, bro.
Peep the nigga from YSL who was an informant for 11 years. 11 years. We talking about Gunna. This nigga been giving the inside track
forever.
For a decade, bro.
You said ain't nothing new, bro.
But niggas been telling, bro.
There's niggas out there in there that's working.
Bro, niggas been telling. There's a lot of niggas that be out here. There's a lot of niggas that's out here still walking the streets.
It's telling.
That's telling. That told.
They're knocking in every hood. They knocking.
And niggas are still and niggas still chilling with them too.
Niggas still respect them.
But they know that they
know they told. Niggas know they told.
Once you know, you gotta ostracize yourself immediately.
You know you told.
Immediately.
I'm not about to chill with you, even if you give the inkling that you're going to.
You need your head knocked off, so I need to be away from you.
Exactly.
When that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no more.
We're not about to be together, even if you give off the inkling that you're going to tell on about some bullshit.
No,
like,
there's no sympathy for that.
No shit, crazy. Like, well, I'm gonna give an example. I call
because it. Once you do that, you're putting somebody else in that same predicament, and you're saying fuck their life. You're putting somebody in that. Come on, nobody
won't
be in that.
I caught
a cage in that zoo.
For example, caught a case with some niggas or whatever. One nigga turned into a crybaby. Mind you, he's been arrested multiple times, but he just turned into a whole crybaby when he found out what was going on. Mind you, I said everything was mine anyway. But no, based off how niggas are, and they don't wanna be behind a wall, even though niggas said they'd be behind a wall. But anyway.
Some niggas can't take the pressure, bro.
Listen, man. Niggas will tell. Niggas know. No, I respect it. Nobody wants to go to jail. That's nowhere to go.
Until you in there.
Yeah,
until
bro.
You're cuffed and you can't go nowhere.
Nowhere, literally.
You can't go nowhere.
You're 23 and 1.
You're in a basement somewhere and you there. And you looking around. You looking around.
Nigga.
And you like, I want to get out of here. But you say, I can't go nowhere. But at no point did I go, I gotta tell somebody, and I'm bagged up. I got mad bread, and I'm good, but I'm like, God, this is crazy.
Damn, I'm not telling nobody
shit. I mean, I'm eating how I eat, and now I'm eating this shit. I can eat for a week. I'm like, I can't eat this shit. B, that's the situation. B is bringing me, truck cartons. Bro, I got something for you more. I knew COs, and they bring me food, bring me real food. You mean street food.
Man.
Especially when you. But it's different. I'm downstate getting street food. And crab. We getting motherfucking French toast, all type shit from Cash Brand shit down from North. When you get money, that's the only perk I have in money. Like, yo, I got somebody see some bread. This is how I want to eat. Right. You can eat in jail. You get pussy in jail. Mm-hmm. That's why they saying about paying. This ain't paying no $2,700. No, you get pussy cheap in jail. Get a regular checks, bro.
regular
chick at the end of the day. They just, fucking ain't have a $40. You think they not fucking for $200? And all you gotta do is you going smash this shit, and they bitches been watching you work out for weeks in the jar. They watching you work out, even watching you in prison. Your bed, you fresh as hell, your hair ain't even glowing. Waves glowing, bed glowing, body big as hell. They watching you work out like, damn, this nigga shining. Why they ain't chasing nigga that going from prison? Mm. That's nigga on point. You talk to these chicks in the yard. Man, this nigga smart as hell. Why you doing that? Why you doing that?
That's really how they beat
up. Why you doing this? You so smart. Why
you
doing
know you ain't have to be in
you
here.
You could have been da da. Like, I'm just saying though, you know how they go get to it. Da-da-da-da-da. And then when they, cause these chicks checking your books, they checking everything. Oh, this nigga kicked up. Oh, you really like that? They checking your name. Oh, they checking they on your Facebook. They on your they on all that. Why you in prison? They come to you with sheet. Bitches come. They come to your room with the sheet printouts. You be doing you. You be doing you. This is what you be doing out here? Mm-hmm. Oh, you be out here going hard. Uh-huh. They see you. They now look at niggas now. That was happening to me in 2007, 2008, 2009. Well, and when I was in there. Imagine now. Niggas got tablets in jail now.
Niggas got whole tablets.
Niggas got everything. This is back when you sneaking phones in jail.
They're making it so comfortable for niggas to go to jail that...
It's no loss.
It's not a loss for them. You're not losing out on society. You're not losing out on anything.
All you need to do is not... You're not getting... You can't move how you want to move.
That's it.
It ain't hard to get no ass in jail. They're just watching you. I just go in my room all the time. Never just come in my room. I work out in the room. So now you count my money. I work in the county. And I come outside once in a while. I watch football. This CEO sitting right here. They sitting right under the table. Ass up. What are you saying here? Niggas that know them. Niggas that know them. Calling them out. Oh, you over there trying to chase you. Oh, you a little bird. And we watch this bitch. Because they be knowing them chicks. You got a chick, girl. They thought they trying to smash. Like, you come on. You can get some ass in jail, bro. Mm-hmm. You ain't paying no $2,700, whatever that nigga was saying. You ain't paying no stupid bank. Hell no.
Not in $2,700.
You, sir, was just... Getting finessed.
You got finessed.
$2,700 for some coochie. When they know you are who you are, yes, man, you ain't got to pay. They be off the niggas' way the whole time. That's why they be smashing them chicks when they come home. How you paying? You think you come home paying?
Nope. Nah, hell no. They come home paying.
They like you. At the end of the day, you guys understand, CEOs are doing time with you.
That's all.
They're doing time with you.
They just go home. That's it. That's all.
But look at their job. They got to sit there. And they got to sit in prison.
That's why I said I never want to do that job.
They in prison more than you in prison. Because you did the dirt. So, like, it is what it is. Especially when you're like me, I'm like, it is what it is. I'm gonna eat my motherfucking tuna sandwich, my flip flops on, weight up. I know I'm going home. I did my crime. I'm coming home. I'm good. Fuck it. It is what it is. It's part of the game. I see you when I get home. I'm chilling. I'm walking through like they in prison. Suit on, uniform.
Yeah.
Gotta watch me. Why you getting letters? Why you getting visits? They mad. You mad. You mad. I'm not to check my books. I got food all day. I'm eating all day. Yeah. I'm getting letters. I'm good all day. They're looking at you like, they ain't getting this love and they on the street.
I was in there selling cigarettes. I was up.
I was coming out on the outside detox. So many cigs, bro.
I was in that bitch selling cigarettes.
Niggas throwing packs. They throwing tobacco. You catch a pack on the ground. Ooh, man, that's money.
Niggas was in Bull Robbers and throwing fucking...
As soon as you walk in, they know you. They come running to you.
Niggas was in Bull Robbers and throwing fucking tennis balls of fucking tobacco over the gate.
Bo Robinson, the trap, bro. Trenton niggas is crazy.
Yo, they a different breed of niggas, bro.
Them Trenton niggas, they don't care
at all.
They was hopping the gate, like they go in and they was hopping the gate immediately. Like, bro, them Trenton niggas ain't even fuck bitches. I said, you ain't gonna call me no bitch, bro. They're like, yo, chill, that's how they talk. Nah, we ain't doing
that's
that.
That's really how they talk,
though. That's how they talk. Of course, like,
instead of seeing a bitch, I know.
Mm-hmm. Nah, we ain't doing that.
They do that self shit.
I said, bro, we ain't doing that. This is my name. I said, bro, what if you call me a bitch? Listen, bitch. I'm like, I said, listen, bro, we're going to stop this now. Come on, man. Yeah, Jersey, that's it. Come on, bro. You know how we do. Just, everybody know Jersey run anything. Stop playing, bro. We beat niggas up. Stop playing. Like, Give me that respect, but I ain't calling I can't deal with you calling me no bitch, bro. Nobody calling me no bitch. You just keep saying it. Bitch, my bitch, nah, bitch, bitch, bitch.
That's how it was when I was in Texas. Niggas,
those niggas talk crazy.
Cut around, nigga call you, a nigga call you a hoe ass nigga. You yo! Like, yo! Cause you a hoe ass nigga. And he be like, playing with you and anything.
Who ever talked to you like that? I ain't never
had a hoe like
that. You bitch ass nigga. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch.
Yeah, or you a hoe or
something. Yeah, out of all places.
In right. Prison.
Me
this ain't even jail. This prison.
Right.
This down. Yeah. This prison. Jail is the county. Yeah. That's local. They ain't talking like that. You go down to prison. You around
everybody. And everything.
They got this new drug out. It's called the zombie drug. This shit called.
It's horse tranquilizer.
Xylazine.
It's horse tranquilizer.
I've seen this.
It's horse tranquilizer. It's crazy because everybody's doing fentanyl, which is elephant tranquilizer. Everybody's doing tranquilizers.
Right.
Fentanyl is elephant
tranquilizer. Isn't PCP a horse tranquilizer too?
Yes.
Don't you know fentanyl, they've been giving that in hospitals.
Yeah.
They give it to
but they give
my daughter broke her leg. And
right,
they
because,
said, I'm going to give her point this, this, this fentanyl.
We'll cut.
And I wasn't like Puma on the table. I'm already like, because honey, you're doing because they take the clothes off. So I'm just like in the zone. And I'm just, you know, letting it. And when I heard that, I'm like, what? Hell no.
Nah,
like, none of that shit.
But
you know
what it is,
no, we've been doing it. I know the stigma. I said straight up, my daughter don't need none of that. This I said, trust me.
What you know?
I said, trust me. That shit, she not going to be. And they said, all right. And Puma, they put the cast on Puma. She ain't made no problem. I said, cause I know her. I'm like, I know me. She like me. That pain ain't. This wrap up. She go. I said, you not gonna do no sniffing on. Cause they make them have to sniff this shit. Nah, they just they put it to them. Like, baby, they put it. Hell no.
But you know, when fentanyl get dangerous, it's the dosage. Like
most motherfuckers. I know.
Like, most motherfuckers.
It's not that it's not that it's a drug.
2.2 grams. Just 2 grams. 2 grams of fentanyl is fucking minute, bro. That shit takes down a full-blown elephant. What the fuck do you think a gram, a piece of a gram going
to
do?
2 grams is taking out a house. More than that. Means that means about 0.1 gram is killing you.
Mm-hmm.
If 2 grams is killing an elephant.
It's not killing. It's putting them to sleep. Because it's a tranquilizer.
So you got to think damn about shit. Point. Think about that. That's only no. That's not that many points, bro. So what? Point three killing you?
Yeah, bro. Like,
how much put a human down? Because you got to look at the body weight. That's how you got to put it down.
That's what it is though. It's based off the weight of the body.
You.
Yeah, point bro.
One's gotta be killing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it has to be. It's gonna be.
What's a bag of dope? A bag of dope? A brick of no.
A bag of dope
a
now.
A brick of the gram, right? What's a brick? A brick of the gram, right? Cause it's only like 0.1 in the bag. The bag is dumb, like burgers. No, what is a gram? Bundles a gram or
shit is light.
I forget. I've been out the game for a minute now. But what I'm saying is, damn,
hello,
that's killing people. It's killing people,
nigga.
Somebody, ain't got no money. We ain't getting no money off some shit like that,
bro. I seen it.
So they put it on weed. They put it in coke. They put it. Once you start putting that shit in other shit, that's why that's the game. You can't play with people's lives in that capacity.
Bro.
The person wanna get high
and the crazy
they wanna get high. That's cool. That's their preference.
They're chasing
it. But you as the guy that's there, you have to be responsible to make sure you ain't getting no poison.
Right.
Yeah. Alcohol is poison. Alcohol is probably the worst alcohol and dope is the worst drugs out here. But it's in dosages.
Nah, really.
So you know a half Ain't gonna get you. You know that's gonna get you okay,
right?
But if you thought that half of a half is really 200 proof on a low,
you're done.
And you go, boom, boom, get my shots. We'll see this girl. And you drop done? Like boom, like what the fuck just hit me? Because I'm like, done. Oh, this shit. It's like medicine.
It's over.
If you taking a prescription, your prescription would be 25 cut, but you giving it to a 200 doses. Gonna knock you, gonna kill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's dosages.
But they said this shit make a motherfucker skin rot
from the outside, from the inside out. Yeah, that it's shit not.
It's
about
to get to the point that doing according any to drug zombie is bad, drug, bro. Any drug is bad. It's
nah, but this shit making bro. People skin rot.
The weed is gonna be nice because they got. Because
they keep fucking niggas. Is that it's shit?
It's a consequence of everything. So what is gonna be the consequence of smoking the weed? Because they're not letting this shit be free for nothing. Even the white boys run the weed game.
Do they?
But they don't care.
It's about population control.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, everything about population.
Everything about population.
You gotta understand how that shit affects you.
Yeah, fight the pandemic definitely was the biggest form of fucking population.
That was the biggest. That was one of the that wasn't the beginning. That was just one of the biggest blatant now today smacks in the face.
That what I mean by that's the beginning. That's the beginning of
this era
of what's happening.
Yeah, happening now.
The consequence. What I'm saying is it's been in transition, but that's the beginning of the consequences.
Yeah.
People are dying all day.
Right.
So the consequences are happening so rapidly that it's happening to babies. It's happening to young kids. My daughter got no vaccinations.
But they're trying to make
my daughter so, got they're nothing, trying like to, zero. She ain't got none for nothing.
They're trying to make
and
it so
I know why I did it. I just no, that seems coming.
They're trying to make it so you have to take you, depending on where you
my
are.
Never get sick. I don't get sick.
Depending on where you are, you have to give your child a mandatory.
Check this out. My baby ain't getting one.
Unless as far as going to school, as far as them going to school,
they know that shit don't work,
bro. That shit, that's why I said it depends.
You
on depends on where you
bro,
are.
Bro, my daughter had a birth center. When them hospitals, they give you these shots, bro. They giving you bronchitis. They giving you these things that they gonna
tuberculosis.
That's gonna make money see, for the system forever.
To see if you my got it.
Get into that shit, bro. She was born at 1 o'clock. She was home at 5 o'clock. They know. Oh, she was born home. Every day, my daughter see right. Her mother, I see right there. She see on me. She don't see my mother. She on me. When I'm sleeping, I'm like this. Come on, here. Right. Her mother right there. Anything you want. She go boop. She go. I'm going to the sun. It's too hot over here. They know.
No, I'm worried.
That okay. Shit. They.
You gotta protect those babies, bro. Because that's you at the end of the day, Cam.
Yeah, absolutely.
They gonna grow into people.
They got to.
That's why you need to focus on the mother. Gonna treat them like they ain't gonna, they be all right. They could, the mother want no attention. When you there, it's the balance now. Mm-hmm. You know, have to, that's why women get mad because it's, damn, I gotta share this motherfucker. They don't wanna share you. They want the kid to be in the kid place. Don't go there. I want daddy. Kid want daddy more. Daddy want the kid more because it's more beneficial for the kid. We see she just trying to get away that child. Baby see it too. Like I'm taking over this. She's a girl.
Man.
Just not boys though.
It's crazy. My dog.
Just think about that. A boy said a boy.
It's crazy. My dog do that. Like if my dog in the room and me and my girl around, she start barking at my girl. Like if I hug my girl or if I kiss my girl, she start barking at my girl. Like
if yo yo sit right here. Puma climbs over her, in between, slides in between, pushes, but at the same time, she looks at her mother, pushes, and looks, and she goes, daddy, but she like, they know they doing it, but I gotta get off me, and yeah, that's my girl, Puma, she just have a way, but you have to do that, I gotta do that, because the mother can't do that. She ain't even built like that. The Puma run the show.
Yeah.
See, we got boys, it's different because boys are not going to cross the father because our ceiling is reflective. It's too high. A daughter, she's not even going to challenge you. You are the God. You God. She don't have to, she's not going to challenge you. The mother challenges you, the daughter, she's like, nah, that's daddy. Daddy, I did it. I do the brown, yellow. I'm like, damn, our body changed up. I got tired of saying, hell no. I said, yeah, what you doing? Why she in the house that sell you a pamper? I took all her clothes off of her. Took my t-shirt, put a t-shirt on her. I grabbed her arm and said, Puma, you not shitting in that no more.
Hilarious.
Potty right here, pee here, shit here, caca, whatever that Spanish shit, whatever, however you know it.
He said caca.
However you know it, you do it there. Okay, daddy. I'm playing the game. Next, you know, she sit down right in front of me. I got to see her sit down. Daddy, I did it. I got to say, wow. I'm going to be peeing in the fucking potty.
Right.
Boom, 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 boom. Put the work in.
Right.
They need that. Because at the end of the day, we don't really see our mother's authoritarian. So our mother tells us something, we feel a certain way. Your mother yells, you feel a certain way when your mother yells at you. When your father yells, you don't even feel a certain way. Because you expect it from him. When your mom's yelling at you, you go, dang, what are you hugging me, kissing me, loving me? Like, word, mind you, word, you're out now, word. Because it hurt, it feels different from, because her nature is to nurture it. So her yelling at you, it feels different when she yells at you. When your pops yells at you, you don't even acknowledge the yell. It's, I gotta do what I gotta do. It's like objective. Let me do this shit. It motivates you different. When your mom's yelling at you, like, you feel so way more, you be like, damn, you don't like me no more. You get emotional. Your father yells at you, you take it as, let me get my shit together. I'm bullshit. All right, let me do this shit. You just do it.
No, that's a fact.
You just do it. No. You respect it because it comes from where it's supposed to come from.
You see that as a sense of authority.
That's why it's hard. That's why single mothers, when you look at statistics, do bad because they have to make decisions that they just don't really want to make. That's not really their.
Yeah, that's not their field.
That's not their goal. They make a decision for a life. I want my kid to do this. It's like, if this shit fails, they don't like accountability for this shit. They make magic. For a baby, a man, we gonna break this shit down so long. We gonna say, okay, I want my kid to do this. We already got a plan anyway. Right? You probably had a plan with kids. You're like, this we gonna do.
Hey, yo, but let me ask y'all, how y'all feel to do Eric Holder, the one that they said that killed Brother Nipsey, he got 60 years. How y'all feel about that?
I mean, it was going to happen.
Who got 65?
Eric Holder, the dude that killed Nipsey.
I mean, he going to die in jail, man.
Yeah, that's inevitable.
He going to die in jail. He might not even make the whole 60. He might get killed on the 15th.
He'd be lucky to live out.
He don't even want to.
He don't want to.
He going to be in PC the whole time, probably.
I don't think so.
It don't matter.
Some cats like that don't even want to. It is what it is, bro.
Then they kill some of that nigga family members that right after that happened.
Really, when you look at it, that shit really. I mean, it depends, though. You right.
That cat.
It go two ways. Yeah. Two ways, but sometimes cats don't even give a fuck, bro. Because at the end of the day, when that gang shit, Nipsey's just a regular gang member.
That's why you got to pay attention. You got to realize they gave him 60 years. 60 years is like, bro.
You're cooked. You're like 30.
If you're 30, right, you're not coming out.
Not looking at it from a literal perspective, but you don't think it's odd that they gave him like exactly 60 years?
Yeah, no, it's not. That's what I said. That's what I just said.
Okay, I get it now.
That's why I just said that. I said they gave him 60. Think about it. They gave him 60 years.
Right.
Well, you represent
You got to think about the dynamics of this, right? They're looking at it as on a gang perspective. They're not on a gang inside perspective to where like that was an inside thing. They both was rolling 60s. It wasn't like one was blood, one was Crip. No, they both was rolling 60s. So
that's why I really if Nipsey was the rapper, that should be no big news, bro.
Yeah. That's real shit.
If he wasn't a rapper
and it wasn't that big of an influence he wouldn't even got it. But I think
based on his record, if he got like a lot of violent crimes, he probably would have got less than 10 years.
Bro. Exactly. Niggas is out here doing 10 with the 85s for bodies or doing like 20 years for bodies or whatever based off of what they take, cuz niggas, I don't know what's wrong with niggas. Everybody like going to trial.
Long live the Brother Nipsey Hussle, man.
Nah, word. Another one, RIP to the young lady that got murdered by her ex-boyfriend. And I hope they bury that nigga.
Oh, this one loose?
Yeah, that shit.
Which one?
He killed her husband, and he put it in the ex-husband.
He killed the put it in the clothes bin, and then fucking called her missing.
The school teacher.
Yeah. He called her missing.
His name was Lucas, right?
He locked him up.
He's not good.
He's a dummy.
And then he got a whole accomplice that looked like he gonna tell.
What?
you know what's going on, Malito. He's getting cooked. You know
that nigga smiling. That
but
nigga.
Bro, look familiar as hell.
You see?
Hey, real familiar.
I've seen him somewhere.
I know I've seen him.
You see
this one? Right?
You once you call that in, you're going to jail,
bro.
Because they're looking at it that you're the first person to call her missing.
First person.
How did you know? What was? How did you know she was missing? Like, what was going
before
on?
She was even
I'm calling her mom's. I'm calling. I'm not going to report you missing. Did you talk to what's her name? I'm trying to call her. She not answering. I ain't going to them crackers. You call them. I'm calling you. I'm trying to figure out where she at. I'm thinking she with you.
Right.
I'm cleaning my shit up from the. I ain't never gonna do this shit, baby.
That's crazy.
He got what he
needed. May she rest in peace, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah. He deserves to be stupid. He's gonna be stupid. He's stupid.
They had
the
second one. That's the second one.
What? Yeah, it was two in like a matter of a week. Domestic violence.
Uh-huh. Niggas probably saying, these Dre C niggas crazy.
I'm not gonna hold you.
They are definitely outside niggas are like, these Dre C niggas crazy.
Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you.
That's no point.
What it is,
he's on
the
run.
You got caught in Philly, right?
Yeah.
It's just, hey, man. It's fucked up, man.
It's wild out here, bro.
Fucked up in the head.
Shit wicked, man.
It's cold outside.
Yo, but
and she had children, right?
Yeah, three kids, three.
And that's it. He
wilded out, bro.
He wilded out. Yeah.
So y'all heard about Eliezer Shabazz suing the CIA and New York.
How long has she been doing that, though? So I've been.
They need this. I'm saying for a while. Only because they sued back then, but. Nobody would really take the case because of the simple fact of it was against police.
Right.
But and at the same time, because around that time, remember, if you pay attention, not too long after, like, not gonna say not too long after that, but after that, they killed Martin Luther King, and they had to admit to killing him.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had no choice. They had no choice but to admit to killing the nigga, though.
It did it. Somebody gonna do nothing about it.
did they not say the nigga died from asphyxiation in the hospital after he got shot?
Yeah.
There was a nurse.
They had the cop interview the whole nurse for that, whatever. So
they
it was like to. Right. So they had no choice, but they never got sued for if I'm mistaken.
Death.
I don't think they ever got sued for matter of fact, no, I'm lying, they did, but from my understanding they didn't really get too much of anything.
Well, now, one of the people just got some money. One of the people that was wrongfully accused, he just got a couple million.
No, I'm talking about for them killing Martin Luther King.
Oh, no, yeah.
The family never really got anything, because after that, they end up getting rid of the whole, they end up damn near killing off, they trying to kill off the whole family.
If you want my honest God opinion, bro.
The mom, they clapped his mom.
if you want, bro, you don't even know that.
They clapped his mom and all that.
Like they was trying to get rid of the whole entire bloodline because of the simple fact that
once they gotta get rid of you.
Whole purpose is let me get rid of the head, because if you get rid of the head, the rest of the body is going to fall.
Listen, any litigation in this country, truthfully, is moot when you talk about Malcolm and Martin. Like. As opposed to suing the FBI or the CIA, she got a better chance of going to the United Nations and suing them and like bringing up a fucking suit on America. That's what got her father killed in the first place.
Nah, real shit though. That's real shit.
That's how you gotta do it. That's real shit though.
But that's not really how you gotta do it, because that was his whole thing. His whole thing was to bring it to the UN and be like, yo, like they already know some bullshit.
They already charged America for it and said you gotta pay for abrasion. They already said you gotta pay. The United States said you're not doing it.
They're not gonna do that.
Because we have no nationality. Black African American is not a nationality.
You wanna know what? When you claim you are
African American, you're not. That's no. No country claims that.
Nobody.
They don't have Asian Americans.
They don't have Chinese Americans.
You can't, because Africa's a continent. So you're not. A guy in American.
It's a political.
See, if you're a guy in Asian American, or you're a Chinese American, right? Then you're under a statute. Because China could claim you. So anything that happened, you know what I'm saying? If you're African American, who claiming that?
Yeah, because what part of Africa are you from?
Africa's
a whole continent.
So that's not, they can't.
The thing is.
That's what it is. You got to find what continent you're from, and then you got to label yourself as, we are so dispersed.
And nobody knows DNA, nobody...
Because you understand, you got to deal with blacks that's been in America already.
I mean...
So you got blacks that already been in this land, breeding with blacks from Africa. How are you really going to differentiate the genetic? Because it's going right. to be it's the impossible. Same genetic.
Because you're not going to know because everybody's it's going to be the same.
If I'm from Nigeria, right? But my their family came to America and built shit. For before all that shit came, they've been here. We've right. been here. You know what I'm saying? We've been here. So those that's from that west coast of Africa. So west coast of Africa been here.
Right.
So now, your family breed with them, you still the same, you're going to be looking like an American. Because you got the same genetics as the motherfuckers came as American natives.
No.
Aboriginals. So they're going to be like, oh, you from this, you been here. We ain't giving you shit. Because they going to basically say you from the slave trade. They're going to say, they going to put you under that. Right. They're not going to say you from that guy. They're going to cut your African lineage off. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you have to claim. Now you have to claim you're Native American.
Yeah.
You see. Now you got to claim Native American. That's the basis where you got only.
Unless you get documentation to prove that you're more or have more blood.
But they can't deny that. So they're not acknowledging that.
So look, they're not acknowledging Moors, no money.
Anybody can claim that. That's naturally what it is.
You got it. So it's a whole paperwork of rhetoric to go through with that. Yeah. Even if
you want sovereignty,
yeah, your whole sovereignty shit, whatever. It's a whole paper. It's a whole shit that they will run you through the ring of
fool. They know what it is
because they know what it is.
They know what you're about, bro. When I went to go, I was 18, going to change my name. I'm 18, changing my name, Jamal Wright. That's why you see my Facebook is Jamal Wright. I had my Facebook pop before Facebook pop. I had a Facebook in 04. Check out the deal with, had a Facebook and made a page when you in college, but you couldn't use it because you had to be in college. I never used it. But even when I was 18, I changed my name. I'm changing with Jamal Raheem. I'm taking my given name. So that car cut that shit off.
Your last name holds. Your last name holds no water.
Nah, don't do it. I was gonna cut that shit. And you do that, bro. When you put that, I put it over again. But they really, really be like, why? Cause they know you cutting that white man name off.
Yeah.
And I was gonna mention Jamal Raheem. And I didn't even know what Raheem meant. But I was like, Raheem means God in Islam. Like Mel, that's what Mel don't call me. We don't like saying it, but yeah. Reef called me Raheem. Reef don't call me Jamal, right? Reef called me Raheem. Mel, no. Mel like, that means naming God. I'm like, Mel, you got to call me by my name. Mel, I fuck,
Mel.
Yeah, Mel. You got to call me my name. That means God. And then I break my name Jamal down. Boom, boom, 43, 4.37, God. So, yeah, Mel don't like that shit. You know, we play around. But when you do that shit in a white people, they don't like it. Because at a job, if they trace you, if you say your name is a black name, they go, ooh. That means something.
Yeah.
Right.
That's independence. When you got a white last name, they go, yeah, Jackson and Wilson. Yeah.
Right. My name, I ain't saying my name on the air, but you know my name.
Your shit is in between.
Nah, my shit is straight Caucasian. First and last.
It is. It
straight
is.
Away across. That's why when I come in the door, they be looking
black,
at me.
It is Black Ramsey. Out there. That's that. That
it is, but he's going to be a white name than a black name.
He's golden.
You going to Kyle.
No, Kyle Ramsey, that's like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm saying that, even though still, like...
You got to realize your last name don't matter. My bad, Jamal, out of nowhere. So I would call you Jamal. Jamal, I didn't know your name Jamal. That's it. I don't sweat because guys just get... They miss Jamal. I don't sweat it. He said, nah, I don't want to do all that because he said, I know what it means. Your name Jamal. I'm like, I got it. I respect that. Boom, boom, boom. But I understood where he was coming from.
Right.
Because your name matters. That's why.
Your first name holds more weight than your last name. Your last name holds nothing.
If you come from lineage, it's a different aspect. But then that's why I took my middle name because it's a given name also.
I'm talking about as far as even if you talk about sovereignty and you talk about black people, your last name holds no weight because it's unless you come from some type of lineage. But at the same time, your first name
is
your first name is your surname.
Not even on a couple of lineage.
it means something if it's your family's name.
Yeah. No, if it's if
lineage, it's, not I don't want it just lineage don't mean wealth. You're right.
Yeah, no, lineage. Wealth. That's what I'm saying. Lineage. If you
just come from family.
Yeah. But as far as the whole aspect of it, your first name is your surname. So when you go into spots and they call you there, and if you go anywhere, mostly they call you by your last name, but if they call you by your first name because they understand the aspect of what it is, they're calling you by your surname. Your first name matters more than your last name. Sure. Everything is just a conjunction together to just say like, all right, this is who this person is.
Last name is family. First name is you.
That's it. That's why it's called the surname. It's your first. That's who you are. Your first name is who you are, no matter what the case is. Everything has a meaning. Everything right. has some type
that's
of.
That's why, line like, even with my daughter, I named Puma. I call her Nayeli way more than I call her. She just know she Puma.
But
Nayeli, she know her name. Give me Nayeli phone. Nayeli this. Nayeli, she know that's her name, but she know me. And her, it's only really me that call her Puma. Or. Say you'll see. Like,
yeah,
my
like
friend,
we said,
y'all know her more about Puma than her media fan. They don't call her Puma.
Yeah.
But she know, I'm Puma. She know it. So when I hear Puma, like, when say if I want to phone with KO or Chris, and I put the phone and Chris like, hey, Puma, she know.
Nah, yeah, but
her family side is Nayeli. They don't call her nothing else.
Right.
They don't call her Puma. Right. Her mother don't like the name. But she can't, but that's the first thing she responded to when she came with the pussy. Nayeli, when I said Puma, she turned around. She turned around like, maybe I was like, oh shit. She said, yeah. So that's my father. Cut that bit of cord. Real talk. When she got born, once she came out, I'm just sitting there, Puma crying. I said, Puma, she was like, just turned right around, stop crying. And maybe I feel like, oh shit, she my father. She said, wait, when I put this up on Puma, because that should be pumping, bro. That should be like, no, like 30 minutes, that should be.
You supposed to leave that shit.
That shit you gotta let off. That shit, like, you got that shit pumping, bro. That shit, like, it's some, this is, you gotta see your sperm make the placenta.
Right.
So you, it's giving all them genes. That's why they want the genetics, like.
That's why they cut, yo, you know how much that.
And that shit pump,
you know how much that bag, you know how much that placenta costs?
A lot of women take a shower and eat
that placenta is like 100 bands on the black market.
A lot of women buy it, take a shower and eat it. You can sell that shit. That's
white shit. People eat that shit.
Animals eat it. Don't mother animals eat that shit. The mothers eat it.
Bro, they
after the baby is born, and then when the baby
because there's because there's nutrients in it.
Mother exactly. The mother know, and the mother eats it.
Yeah, and
eat most it for the nutrients and eat it till the other animals don't know that they're having a baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bro.
So that's not that's mothers that it, I think that naturally I think that's probably what mothers I think that's probably like a feedback. Like
yeah.
I think they're supposed to do it. I think in a sense of nature,
well, as far
they,
as put,
because the nutrients that they receive in them, eat it and you replenish yourself.
Right, but I think as far as
the father, the sperm is making the people that was in the sperm is doing all this work.
Yeah,
it's making the placenta. It's diagramming all the instructions. Isn't the egg is a shell? Egg is nothing. The egg is nothing.
It's just a casing.
It's a casing. It's nothing. The egg doesn't attach to the mother. Until they attach to the placenta. Because you can take that same woman's egg and put another woman and it won't have the other mother's genetics in it.
Yeah,
nah. The egg has nothing in it. It's just a shell. That's the woman is the egg. That's when she's pregnant. She's the egg. She becomes the egg. Just like a chicken lay the egg. The mother is the egg. That's why the baby is in her like that. Her genetics is really small. The baby is really your seed. That's why when they get mad, they go, take your baby. Because your baby in there. They know it's their father's baby. That's why the white man can't take all women and have babies with them because they still got the father's genetics. So our women don't understand genetics. They don't understand breeding. We don't need black women to have black babies. Whoever we have a baby by is a black baby because we are the dominant
right.
intellectual and physical. Black men can have black bait, can create a black community like that without having black women.
Right.
Genghis Khan, but Genghis the black Khan,
women don't understand this.
Impregnated and half of fucking Japan. Like every, you could trace so many
that's
people
why
back
the
to
white him. Woman has power because the inferiority complex comes from the white man. Why is the white man jealous? The black man. the white woman knows that he knows he's not smarter, stronger, the black man is a god. So the white woman knows she has power over him because she doesn't have to have a baby by him. If she was a black man, she annihilates the white man. If the Asian woman don't have a baby by an Asian man, she annihilates the Asian man. If a Dominican, every other nationality, if they don't have a baby by their man, they annihilate them.
Right.
Not black men. You can't annihilate us. We are the thing.
We are the hierarchy.
Whatever we have babies is black babies.
Right.
So you can't annihilate us.
You are
That's where the hate comes from.
You are what your daddy is.
Facts.
If we have a child anywhere, it's a black baby.
Right.
My daughter looks nothing like her mother. But she's pretty because of her mother. She ain't pretty because of my ugly ass. But that's the benefit.
Nah, word.
It's a fact.
Because it didn't have to be her. It could be.
All right, everybody. Stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
Yo, you already know. Freestyle Friday shit. Cornstyle Friday, just your boy the confident one, you know what I mean? Look, it be that smooth cat that penetrate the beat and kill with smooth raps. And any nigga try to act like it, they catch my syntax. Them niggas will get beat and stuck to the wall like a thumbtack. Underneath, stuck to the wall like a poster. But you know me, I play my position and post it. These niggas sweet in the middle, something like hostess. Them niggas paid in the makers, they ain't get posted. All my niggas send them out something like they was postage. And I ain't even got a double up or run it in. Cause I'm a cool type of nigga that'll beat the fence. Something like I'm lifting the beat, I make the shit bend. Something like a barbell, you know that I've been through hell enough to make a nigga smile like the sun. For days that we couldn't wake up and days we done. For all the ones that was gone, the ones that's done. For all the ones that was sentenced and was on the run. For all the ones that was placed up in the jails. For the ones that ain't get no letters, ones that get no mail. The ones that ain't had no family that even shoot them to bail. Real type of shit that the real niggas could feel. Said I was born in the ghetto, I was born in the slums where I had to get the crumbs. I was made to send a blunt, ain't nobody giving me none. Nobody gave me a sip, nobody gave me a blunt. Nobody gave me a front, nobody gave me a cause. Nobody gave me a beat, nobody gave me the sauce. But I still drip and splash that rap go. Cool young nigga that bangs that last two. Get up on the beat, rip like tattoo. Niggas never understand shit that I cast do. The shit that the confident one spitting is so true. The evidently spreading the true and living to keep it giving. And if you living the niggas that keep it sending. They wanna play for Tyson something like Robin Givens. And they ain't even catch the ball. Them niggas playing them golf. Oh, nigga, I'm going for Paul. And nigga, I'm going for calls. Some niggas swimming them balls. I'm feeling like I'm Jordan, the gold in any of sports. Nigga, the gold in any of sports. Them niggas wanna laugh and they really wanna give applause. Something like they bitches really wanna get the draws. But I ain't even got a snitch and I ain't even got a flaw. But I ain't even got a rip and I ain't even got a stall. But them niggas gonna stop and all them niggas gonna applaud. Cause they know that the nigga really was winning. The nigga really the smiling. The nigga really the grinning. The niggas ramming the renovating. The shining, the renovating. Clean the pit and knock down the walls. Nigga like renovation. Better yet like demolition. When a nigga spitting. But I'm kicking all them nouns around the composition. Better yet them verbs, maybe some prepositions. Days even was set and ready. The preps was sitting. They ain't even ready to get in the game. I'm playing it like LeBron. Last name of B. Jane. Last nigga when I'm going after everything. Scoring at the top, the niggas really was saying. Something like bees when they bump, bubble to sting. Ready for the bumble in the Bronx, ready to rumble. The cool nigga that's humble, but they ready for you to fumble when you stand tall. Nigga like I stand the ball. I give it everything, bitch, I get a shit my all. And I'm feeling like I'm going hard until I fall. And I'm going hard until I D-I-E-R-I-P. Never speak me again. But they gon' listen to the words that I left here. Something like a time capsule. The touch lesson is near. Something like a time capsule. The precious time is near. Something like a time capsule. The precious time is near. But they ain't even getting samples cleared. The nigga, I be way up out of there. Something like Jordan when he came up out the air. Something like the nigga, something they can't even compare. The G
G-O-A-T, they will call me. When I stop rapping and probably don't speak. When them act like I don't snap on beats. Like them niggas act like they flows ain't weak. I ain't even worried about no competition. I'm just a nigga in my basement smoking weed while my homie sipping. I ain't trying to kick no shit, I ain't got no contradictions. But I guarantee you, nigga, I be really living. Everything that I'm spitting inside my balls, cause everything that I'm rapping is real and never facade. I pull up by the garage, them niggas man in the floor. Them niggas trying to capture the man, make my flaws. But you know that I'm a boss.
Another one.
It ain't over. Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Calm Style Fridays, you heard? Yo, this is one of my favorite beats, so you know, I might do a little something special for y'all, you know what I mean? This all really be off the top of the dome. This is not no rehearsed shit. So if I fuck up, if I pause, if I keep the flow going, just know, nigga, this is really just like me expressing myself. But I said enough, so it's the confident one, nigga. Look, the smooth call, cat calm fella. They get up on the beat, make it shine like Time Warner. They don't understand, but they licking with Time Warner. Something like Notorious beat with a Time's warning. You gotta watch your back and watch your front. Cause people there put something inside your drinking blunt. And people there act like your friend and usually pretend. But that shit usually sometime will have to end. Me, I've been real since the day I started rapping. Even if I had to manufacture shit from trapping. Even if I had to make you feel like I was somebody that I wasn't. But I never did, so don't discuss it. And keep my business out the streets, cause I ain't really entertaining no petty time or the beef. Cool type nigga that's manufactured a piece. Cool type nigga that's manufactured on beats. I'm ripping, rapping, and running in Philly, definitely something. And pulling up in the engine that's definitely stunning and definitely easily fronting on anybody that wanna take me out of the picture. Cause I'm a cool type nigga, but I'm calm, cool, collected. But don't disrespect it, cause you'll see the demons inside of me be reflected. Pointed right in front of you till you look at your reflection. And I only don't understand why this nigga flexing. Like a nigga working out and I've been in the gym. But I'm feeling like decision, yeah, is really slim. And if them niggas wanna play the opposition, then they probably be the nigga that don't have the pot to piss in. But listen, I'm trying to get my brothers that was out of prison. I'm trying to make sure that they don't have to get hit with the scissors. I'm trying to make sure my mother never had to struggle. Cause out of the times that my brother had to hustle, but
free bump.
Times is hard and the niggas they don't understand. I'm trying to make sure the plight is light for the modern man. I'm trying to make sure that my family, they don't have to have the struggle and understand or ever move a kilogram. Cause they don't understand niggas was killers then. And they don't understand when niggas in the jam. They feeling like flies and ducking from the ceiling fan. So I just had to play it smooth. Cool young nigga that was rapping in my mood. But when I get on the beat, I get a gift in the two. And when I get on the beat, I definitely give it a two. Something like expressing the thoughts and even my mood. Expressing all the things that have come out of my mind. It's something like a beautiful painting when it's combined. The paintbrush going across the easel. Never been a weasel. And giving real thoughts to the fucking people. So if you don't understand it, ain't misconstrued. Cause I always been misunderstand like an interlude. Even when the beat ain't dropping, the beat ain't popping. The nigga snitching up and then the knees they copping. Like, I ain't trying to go to prison or go to war. I ain't trying to have to shoot a loaded 44. I'm trying to make sure that my family live good. They don't gotta watch their back when they walking right through the hood. It's something like it's a rhythm, something like it's a vision. This nigga gonna keep on rapping until them niggas will get it. Or until them niggas are lifted. Or maybe give them some spirit, cause most of them niggas don't hear it. Oh, damn. That was just like a perfect. I might have to do this one. Yeah, that just definitely. Love. Love, love, love. I said I'm running, and I ain't never gonna stop. Even if a nigga manufactured from the plot. Even if the niggas wanna make sure I'm shot. Cause they don't wanna see me give it all that I got. Something like I need a baker certified, I'm not a faker. I'm chasing me out in the LA, they smoking like I'm a Laker. Double up the turn in the beat and I penetrated. Something like Shaq when he slam dunk off the baseline. Them niggas trying to take mine. Smell the fake shit like a Kate line. Statement, you'll never ever take mine. And I don't fuck with police and never had to dare. Cause they corrupted a lot of people since I was a kid. And a lot of my family shit though had to do a bit. And nigga was by yourself and sitting in the crib. Trying to manifest all the shit that I be was spitting. Cause everything I'm spitting is everything that I'm living. And everything I'm spitting is everything that I face. Them niggas can't understand the pain inside my face. Something like amazing thoughts for every regret. grace. Every time I eat and every time I give it thanks. Bowing down to a law, never to a man. Them niggas acting out of line and with they different stand. Them niggas feeling like they gotta never overstand. I'm feeling like a vision board again, it's over planned. I'm dotting them all, I'm spotting them, putting them on their position. They definitely really was spitting, but shit they didn't ever get it. They barely never seen their brother locked inside of a prison. They never seen niggas going through races, not reach the ribbons. They never seen niggas fall when they was staying tall. Something like Kobe Lee's playing basketball. R.I.P. to the great 2-4. Even when he was 8, watch the game, it's never late. The niggas saying try to get it, but they never ever stayed. The niggas saying that they get it, but they never understood. The niggas on the block and manufactured in the hood. You trying to get out and make sure the family good. So I gotta keep my head above a rise, making sure I never fall in stack and keep it fly. Something like sweet potato, death to getting pie. The niggas never understood and never stand it right. I said I'm speaking real truths, not lies. This is the shit I lived, 32 years of life. Standing on my own toes, nigga had to pivot. Nigga had to grind, yeah, nigga had to get it. Nigga in the kitchen, manufacturing, cooking chickens. I ain't talking that specific, but the niggas really get it. Cause the niggas in the block that try to figure out a way. Back against the wall, ain't shit that you can say. Your back's against the wall, and it's time that you can face. Nobody wanna go to prison, man, that's some shit we can say. Nobody wanna go to jail, nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna be hurt, nobody wanna cry. We all wanna smile and we all gotta win. But you gotta stand tall when the shit's against the wind. You gotta keep your back against the wall and your face up to the sky. Cause any day you could lose it, any day you could die. Any day see demise when you looking in the skies. When the demons in disguise and they looking in your eyes. Damn nigga, you ain't even peep it. This ain't Victoria, don't need a secret. Them niggas never even been a blossom. They really ain't been a blossom. I'm counting inside my gossip like a bloom when a blossom. Cause me, I'd rather have income coming instead of gossip. Cause gossip never would bring nothing to you but another word, another rumor. Fly from a mother bird, a mother goose. Niggas caught up on the loose. You put around your neck, nigga, it'll be a noose. You'll never grow, nigga, you'll never expand. I'm trying to make sure that my niggas get 100 grand. I'm trying to make sure that my niggas move in different lands. I'm trying to make sure that my family, they ain't gotta work. I'm trying to make sure that my family ain't getting hurt. Cause really it's a different crazy place inside this earth. And really we just trying to make it all about despair. Cause I'm just trying to make sure that I make a milli here. I'm trying to make a milli by end of the year. Cause I ain't trying to work for nobody else. Cause I gotta do it for self. Cause if you never do it, then you're probably needing help. Riding for the dolo, yeah, I'm riding for the delf. Riding for the people to make sure I'm good for myself. Make sure I'm good for my home. Make sure I'm good till I'm grown. Make sure I'm in you. The banks in the place and ain't for them long. Niggas trying to get the stakes, give me for the loan. Got money in the bank, they still won't give you a loan. Even if you're grown, even if you're on your own. If your credit's still good, they just want to see you in the hood.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.